You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or calling 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
What are the markets doing in reaction to the tariffs? David Fisher's here a little bit later to discuss Money Monday. Gina Loudon will be in to give us a view of suburban women from the campaign trail and why it matters. Joey Pullman from The Federalist on what colleges are doing to really cram grades on conservative students. And we start with breaking news with Congressman Lee Zeldin.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
If you know President Trump, you know that he is someone who looks at military conflict as the last possible option. He doesn't want to have a military conflict, but it could be an effective deterrent to be prepared for it and to show a willingness to use it if necessary.
That is my first guest today, fresh out of the green room. We've got a lot of other great people lined up for you. We're going to hear from Mr. Schuller, Mr. Fisher, Ms. Loudon, Ms. Pullman, all before we're done. But let's get straight to Congressman Lee Zeldin. He represents proudly New York's first congressional district, and he is also serving on a couple of important committees, one of which is the focus of tonight's rally at Times Square. If you're around 711 7th Avenue, 7th and 48th, I hope that you'll come on down between 5 and 7 tonight. I'll be on stage. There'll be others that will be speaking to the crowd assembled. But this is really an attempt to help Nancy Pelosi understand that removing Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs, the powerful Foreign Affairs Committee, would be in the best interest of the Democratic Party. We'll see if she listens. But Congressman Zeldin, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you.
Always good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Now, I've got some inside information that I can't exactly explain how I know all this, except that I've got a family member who's just coming off of cruise, and his insight from one aircraft carrier to another has been very helpful for me to understand the Iran equation a little bit more. But Congressman Zeldin, there are a lot of people that seem to be thinking that John Bolton is trying to rush President Trump to just drop bombs on Iran like 2 seconds ago. Can you, for the people that are afraid that Trump is being turned into a hawk, can you explain what he's actually doing there?
The United States, especially under this administration, is going to defend the United States if a foreign government attacks it. That is a job of the commander-in-chief, of the president of the United States. It's our job in Congress. So when the president, whether it's 2 years ago and going back and forth with Kim Jong-un, saying that if he was to attack the United States, that Kim Jong-un would be met with fire and fury, the same thing goes now with Iran or any other country. But that doesn't mean that the military option is a desired choice. And I'm very confident in saying that this president looks at the military option as the last possible option. But he is someone who is willing to use it if it comes down to it, if we were to get attacked by the Iranians. But you know, some people are taking it way out of context, as if President Trump wants some type of a preemptive strike on Iran, as if he wants military conflict. That couldn't possibly be any further from the truth.
I'm a dad of three kids, 9, 7, almost 5, going on 40. She wants to run the world, but she's the 5-year-old right now. Anyway, there are times when I say, If you even think about doing that, you're going to have the worst weekend of your life. You will write more sentences than you've ever written. You will be grounded from everything. There will be no Kindle or video games. There will be no Apple TV. You will be in your room for the... Now, I don't want to invoke any of this, but I lay down that strict, bright line to say this is absolutely unacceptable. And I just think that sometimes these people that are criticizing the president have come from everyone gets a participation trophy kind of households. You know, oh, well, you almost did your best, so we'll take you out for pizza on Friday. You could have passed the test, but you failed it instead. So here, have a lollipop. Is that kind of what we're up against here, a psychology that we're just not used to seeing anymore?
Well, right. We had 8 years of Barack Obama where when red lines were crossed, there were no consequences, where we were dealing with adversaries from positions of strength for no good reason, where we were rolling over specifically in the negotiation of the Iran nuclear deal.
Right.
But President Trump comes in with a different approach where there are consequences if you want to attack the United States, and we will be prepared. My background is the military way before serving in Congress, and we learned very early in our military training of this rule of fire supremacy. For every one bullet that's fired at you, you fire three back. And it's important for the military, for the United States government, to be prepared if a round was fired at us, that we would be responding threefold, sixfold, 30-fold. But you can't get caught off guard on your heels and unprepared. That
right.
applies to North Korea. It applies to Iran and anyone else.
No, I think that that's all well and good. Let's shift gears a little bit. How much focus does the world stage demand the president to pay attention to this stuff when people like your fellow committee woman, Ilhan Omar, are saying abhorrently anti-Semitic things that are oftentimes more helpful to our enemies than to our allies?
It's a huge problem where people there are many in Congress who want to weaken Donald Trump. They want to remove him from power. They have pledged to resist, oppose, impeach, obstruct everything and anything. And that's highly problematic, specifically as it relates to this one member. Beyond supporting the BDS movement, making anti-Semitic statements, being filled with anti-Israel hate, and manifesting it often in different forums, she has blamed U.S. foreign policy for the suffering of Venezuela, propping up Maduro. She's blamed U.S. foreign policy for the al-Shabaab attack in Kenya. She's once requested leniency for ISIS fighters. So these examples make her wholly unequipped, unqualified to be serving on that committee because, you know, we are, this is United States foreign policy, one where we stand entirely against ISIS fighters, where, we are standing with the actual president of Venezuela, where we don't prop up Maduro or blame the United States of America for example, that al-Shabaab attack in Kenya. So it's greatly unfortunate, and it's not just a reflection of her principles. Listen, if I wanted to raise everybody's taxes, the House Republican Steering Committee would not appoint me to the House Ways and Means Committee. When she got appointed to the Foreign Affairs Committee, it was a reflection not only of her values, but also the values of the people who put her there. So for so many reasons, she shouldn't have been appointed to the committee in the first place, but because she's a Democrat, there's a double standard where we won't name names, she'll stay on the committee, and we won't pass a resolution that will singularly, emphatically, forcefully condemn anti-Semitism. Instead, it'll be a watered-down, spineless, all-hate-matters resolution, and I'm not playing along with that.
Yeah, no, and I was so proud of your leadership on that, Congressman. We're speaking with Lee Zeldin, who's the congressman from New York's 1st Congressional District. Real quickly, Congressman, there's a rally that's going to convene tonight in Times Square to address this issue with Representative Omar and ask Nancy Pelosi to remove her from the Foreign Affairs Committee. You're not able to be there because you've got to do votes in D.C. at that same scheduled hour. But if you could, what would your message be for the people gathered in Times Square tonight?
To speak up. They get it. They're there because they want to identify, confront, and crush elements that should not be empowered, elevated, or embraced. They want to combat anti-Semitism, understanding that it's not going to just go away on its own. We have seen what's happening to the Labour Party in the UK. We don't want to see that happen to a major party. Even if I'm a Republican and that's the other party, I do not want to see the Democratic Party become what the Labour Party has become on this particular issue. So you need to stand up, you need to speak out. and be part of that force for good that is going to identify and crush these evils, as opposed to just being silent, going along with Nancy Pelosi's play call of just saying, nah, they're new, they're uninformed, they have a bad choice of words, I'll have them apologize, things will all be better. That's not the right approach.
Not at all. Congressman, thank you again for your leadership. Thanks for taking time with us today to explain it all. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Look forward to next time. Take care.
All right. That's Congressman Lee Zeldin. And what a true profile and courage he has been, because it is not easy to be in a blue state and be a conservative Republican who has these things to say, but he knows it's the right thing to say, and he's going to keep speaking up, and you're not going to be able to silence him because he's not that guy. You cannot co-opt Congressman Zeldin in that fashion. So again, if you want more information, come join us anytime between 5 and 7 tonight. We're going to be there. I'll be on stage somewhere around just after 6 o'clock, and I hope that you will be there as well. Kevin McCullough Radio, we continue live from the world's greatest city. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Evans with the Urban Alternative, and I am so excited to be this year's keynote speaker at WMCA's Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village. I know how hard pastors work throughout the year, and I cannot wait to be able to say a few words to help encourage and inspire you. See you there.
Join the Alternative's Dr. Tony Evans at WMCA's Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition on May 24th at Anton's in Queens Village. Pastors can register for complimentary tickets for themselves and their guests at WMCA.com. Listeners can purchase their tickets at WMCA.com as well. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition is sponsored by the law firm of Capel Barnett, Matlon & Schoenfeld, the Deaf Bible Society, and Nyack College. We look forward to seeing you.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Back in 2010, laws were passed by these United States and the government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to take portions of your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts. Yes, I said your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts. Sounds scary, and it is. And this has already been done in 8 countries in the last 7 years. It's called the bail-in. Get the facts by receiving the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In and see how all this was set up to help manage the out-of-control national debt that's only gotten worse. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing some of those funds into metals that you can own and hold. So when the bail-in happens, you'll have the peace of mind. Call Landmark Capital today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 and request the coming bail-in white paper. 844-604-2575 or visit landmarkgold.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com. Hey, Kevin McCullough. So we have the kids, little ankle biters. They're all around the table at the brunch table on Sunday. But before they got into the restaurant, they decided to touch every potted plantain that was on the sidewalk, walking from the car in. And then for some reason, my 5-year-old became fascinated with the bottom of his shoe. Now I'm sitting there going, guys, we got to have brunch and you're going to have dirty hands. And then I remembered I had that Durasan stuff in my pocket. I pulled out 2 of those wipes. I had those hands clean, spick and span, faster than you could blink. And it was 100% safe and effective and, best part, alcohol free. Their hands didn't get all dried out and chapped. And now you can have the same germ fighting, safe, effective, alcohol free sanitation going on with your kids with water-based non-toxic hand sanitizers that clean, condition, and protect skin for up to 24 hours. Durasan makes them in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays, perfect for everyday use. They've also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that does the same job in your bathroom or kitchen. FDA approved, environmentally safe. We use it here at the station. Durasan has a long line of safe-to-use products. They've even got an organic mosquito spray that safely protects from pathogens like Zika and other things that you may face this summer. So why don't you call today or go online and get 20% off your order when you do. Kevin McCullough listeners, Kevin McCullough Radio, you're going to get, bingo, 20% off just for mentioning the show. Go to 3w.durasan.com. That's D-U-R-I-S-A-N.com. Or call 844-DURASAN. That's 844-387-4726. 844-DURASAN. 844-387-4726, 844-387-4726. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and you just don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be that you're just not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. You've heard me talking about them. You've heard me telling you how much they make a difference in my life. Not only have they given me extraordinary amounts of energy, but they've also helped me not get, for instance, seasonal bronchitis every time the weather changes like I used to get for years. I've been 3 years clear now completely. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and veggies. It's whole food plant fruit and vegetable material in a veggie capsule. And once you start taking them, you're going to feel great. And through Memorial Day weekend, you can get a $20 discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, with this special radio offer, it will only be available through Memorial Day weekend, May 27th. So here's what you do. You call 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. But you must use the discount code, the mission, to get that discount. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, and you know, there are times where the news isn't what's on the front page of the paper. Sometimes there are things that need to be discussed that really are more shaping of society and culture. It's one of the reasons why I do a lot of other topics like money and technology and parenting and so forth, because these are all areas that touch our lives. And one of those areas that also touches our lives are the choices that our children make. And you may remember in the State of the Union address, the president asked us as a country this year to choose greatness, to choose a better day, to choose something that gives us the best outcomes in the days to come. And it's interesting that he did, because my next guest wrote a book titled Choose Greatness, and it came out the same month that the president used the phrase. So that's got to be good on some level. Clarence Schuler is his name, and he is the host of Clarence Schuler Online, which is a website that really delves into all the different aspects of the things that he's involved in, has done a lot of stuff on marriage and so forth. Clarence, it's nice to have you. Welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, Kevin, thanks so much for having me. Looking forward to being with you.
How much did it cost you to get Mr. Trump to mention the name of the book in the speech?
Well, it must have been the hand of God, so it didn't cost me anything else.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer. Well, and we were talking before we went on the air, and it's a very specific book. What are you aiming at in the pages of Choose Greatness?
Well, we're trying to help young men make some wise decisions. We think that between the years of 11 and 18, guys are faced with some tremendous choices, and those choices can have long-term consequences. A lot of times, teenagers aren't thinking long-term. They're thinking in the now. So we're trying to help them have a great life by making wise decisions.
You know, my sons get irritated with me repeatedly because they've heard this little phrase come out of their dad's mouth so often they could probably hear it in their sleep. But I tell them all the time, my job is not to be your friend. In fact, my job's not to feed you or to clothe you or to house you. My only job as your dad is to teach you to make good decisions. Because if you do that, then all the rest of this other stuff in life will, that you will figure it out. But if we don't have good decision making ability, Clarence, we are handicapping the next generation of young men.
Oh, no question. I totally agree with that. And so Gary Chapman, I really felt that was a passion, and I was really honored Gary asked me to write with him. But, and the book's written to the young men themselves, not your dads, but to them.
What are some of the areas of decision-making that you explore?
Well, we talk about the importance of choosing wisdom from your parents or trusted adults. And, you know, the older the kids get, the smarter their parents or adults become. And we even target single moms to help them find, you know, godly men to help mentor their kids, their sons. We talk about seeking wisdom through education. We talk about technology, making it work for you and not abusing technology. Just having a good work ethic, how to respect men, how to respect women, being sexually responsible, how to live longer by avoiding drugs and alcohol, building diverse friendships, how to invest in other people. And then really what's really important too, discovering the truth about God.
Mm.
So those are the topics we're you know, sharing with young men.
Well, and those are all the areas that young men are being told in every aspect of modern culture to ignore more or less wisdom and just to go with whatever feels good at the moment. So, you know, it's not, you don't have to have wisdom about sex. You can just engage in sex, and you don't have to delay gratification. Just go out and use credit and run up debt when you're young and make all kinds of bad choices that then enslave you. And really, isn't that the outcome, Clarence, that when we make bad decisions, we trip ourselves up for the years then that follow?
You're exactly right. We do. That's a tough word, slavery, but that's exactly what happens. We handicap ourselves, and we look back and we regret those choices. And so what we're trying to do today is help guys to realize these are your choices and to make good ones so you can have a really great life and not regret the decision you made as a young man.
Yeah. Clarence Schuler is who we're speaking with, and his website is ClarenceSchulerOnline.com. Schuler is spelled S-H-U-L-E-R, ClarenceSchulerOnline.com. And you've got a lot of resources on the site, Clarence. You do a lot of stuff with relationships, particularly marriage relationships. Talk to us a little bit about what you do there.
Well, a lot of people, my board members, calls me the love doctor because we try to help couples really experience the very best they can do, you know, they can have in their marriages. And a lot of it comes through communication. So we help marriages that are doing well, so they tune up. And then we also help marriages in crisis. And so we go and do seminars with my wife to churches and organizations in regards to the marriage relationship.
But you also, and I love this, you celebrate the distinction between men and women, which is quite important. In fact, I think with all the gender confusion and other things that are being kind of visited upon us by the culture, the unique roles of men and women and kind of what their unique gifts and kind of what they bring to a marriage is really becoming obfuscated. And that's damaging the next generation that are watching those marriages trying to figure out, who am I as a young person?
Well, it's true, and a lot of you use a great word, gender confusion. And what we found out through research is that when young people don't have a godly man, an active man, a proactive man in the family, in the household, that they tend to be confused about their gender. And so it's so important. And I co-authored a book with a friend of mine, and we call it What All Dads Should Know. And it's written for the fathers to break their cycle of pain if they didn't have a good dad. But it's also written for mothers to understand the importance of fathering and that they have different roles and different functions, but the critical nature of fathering.
Well, it seems like you're hitting on a lot of the foundational points that society is largely ignoring. And what we're trying to do is, you know, put Band-Aids on cancer instead of going in and saying, hey, let's get this out and then let's start over and be healthy. Which is what you guys are focusing on, and I really appreciate your vision there. Clarence, it's great to get to know you, and when you come to New York, let's sit down again, this time in studio, and talk about how we can help families and young men and marriages be stronger. I appreciate your ministry and your vision.
Well, thanks so much, Kevin. Thanks again for having me. I look forward to that next time with you.
Sure thing. ClarenceSchulerOnline.com. ClarenceSchulerOnline.com. Building lasting relationships. And, of course, the new book called Choose Greatness. The foreword is not written by the president, by the way. He didn't have anything to do with it at all, actually. I still don't know how he got the title out in the State of the Union. That's pretty cool. Kevin McCullough coming back. Hey, friend. I've recently learned about a new program called the Gold Shield. And I really want you to pay attention, because in all the wars since 9/11, we've lost 140,000 veterans due to veteran suicide. Let's face it, the government is dysfunctional. It's too right or too left and focused on political agendas instead of putting an end to this epidemic of our best and brightest who are taking their own lives. We the people can't stand around and let this happen any longer. So we can make a difference, and the answer has been developed. It's called the Gold Shield. If you're a merchant, large or small, you can become a Gold Shield member today. Pledge to make a tax-deductible year-end donation and put dollars directly where we choose for them to go, which is to fight veteran suicide. Now, for the first time, your church can also have an ongoing source of donations through Gold Shield. Gold Shield is the program created to address veteran PTSD and cancer research, and now it can help your church as well. So call today to find out how your church can join the Gold Shield Church Program. 888-526-9111. 888-526-9111. That's 888-526-9111. 100% of the donations go directly into a 501c3 distributed directly to fight veteran suicide and cancer research. Stop by the Gold Shield booth at the Pastor's Appreciation event on May 24th to find out more. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Over the weekend, we had some, you know, back and forth weather and some big lightning storms on Sunday night. And I was just thankful, because as I was laying there hearing all this stuff going on outside, my brain was able to get into deep delta sleep. And part of that is because I'm a MyPillow guy. Everything on my bed is MyPillow. The bed topper, the Giza sheets, even, of course, the premium MyPillows, which Mike Lindell called into this radio show and said, hey, I want to offer them for the lowest price I've ever offered them before. Did you hear that day when he said that? Right now, you can get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98. That's individually $34.99 per pillow. This is by far the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. The MyPillow is awesome. Stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and comes with a 10-year warranty. And it's made entirely in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? I didn't think so. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio and TV. And it's only good when you call 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use my promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you found the one your soul loves? Are you ready to hold them and never let go, like the words from Song of Solomon? Engagement and wedding season are beautiful times of hope and anticipation. But it's so easy to get overwhelmed, especially when it comes to finding the right ring. But I've got the solution. It's my friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds. Lord's Diamonds is a Christian-owned business that specializes in custom-designed jewelry. Anu will work with you personally to create your one-of-a-kind engagement ring all within your budget. And the perfect ring doesn't just have to be for the start of the relationship. Maybe now's the time to give your bride the ring of her dreams that you couldn't when you first made your vows. Anu also has this amazing offer just for Kevin McCullough radio listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving up to $500 off wedding bands if you purchase the engagement ring with Lord's Diamonds. You found the one your soul loves. Now take the next step. Call Lord's Diamonds today, 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or visit her online at lordsdiamonds.com.
As stewards of church assets, pastors and lay leaders must be faithful and smart about managing and operating their religious corporations. Often they need professional expertise to more effectively execute their missions and ministries. The legal team at Capel, Barnett, Madelon, and Schoenfeld has extensive experience representing religious and not-for-profit organizations. Their attorneys understand the intricate issues facing churches and how to successfully navigate them. With a focus on missions-driven development, Capel Barnett, Matalon, and Schoenfeld provides churches with a wide range of services, including missions planning, assistance with corporate governance, tax exemption filings and real estate transactions, and development projects. Capel Barnett, Matalon, and Schoenfeld focuses on safeguarding the assets of not-for-profit entities and religious organizations to ensure long-term growth and sustainability of their mission. Be faithful and smart. Call Capel Barnett, Matalon, and Schoenfeld today at 212-661-1144 or visit cbmslaw.com. 212-661-1144 or visit cbmslaw.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. He tells you about managing your money. Now he gives you the word on money. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, the word on money, a very popular segment here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And don't forget, if you're listening right now live in New York, just a little more than an hour and a half from now at 711 7th Street and 48th Street. That's where the big Stop Ilhan Omar rally is going to be at. I'll be on stage sometime after 5 p.m. But you come on down and you join us. Lend your voice to helping Ilhan Omar be removed from the Foreign Affairs Committee. We hope to have tens of thousands there in Times Square. Every week we talk about money on Monday, but we have also begun to talk about what the Word has to say about money. And David Fisher, the CEO of Landmark Capital, the aforementioned, rejoins us. David, happy Monday to you. Glad you're here.
Thank you for having me on your program again this afternoon on Monday. And I love being with you, talking about the word on Monday, but also topics that relate to our money.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting to see how much Scripture has to say about money itself. And today you've picked Corinthians 4:17. Tell us why.
Well, it says here, the scripture, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. You know, the world says, give me no problems and I'll have peace. But God says, I'm going to give you peace through your problems. And so it's a total dichotomy how our spiritual side of our life looks at, compared to our flesh, looks at the world and challenges. And, you know, think of it this way, is that we all remember the days when we were little kids and we're learning how to ride a bike. And, you know, the thought comes in our head, we're going to fall off and skin our knees or break our head. And, you know, now we wear helmets, obviously. But, you know, in our day and age, Kevin, we didn't wear those things too much. But we always think the challenges, and we'll never accomplish riding a bike, you know, and we're going to have all these challenges. But, you know, there's some people grew up and to be incredible professional cyclists. And we can say, you know, that's the case with any topic in life. As the more you do that, the better you become. And those challenges that were once mountains are now molehills. Mm-hmm. And the same thing is for our walk in our spiritual life. You know, we all will face challenges, and we're all going to have those things that come into our life. Yet those things that we think will crush us will actually conform us into the image of Christ. And they far outweigh the challenges that we face on earth today. It's actually forming us into the image of Jesus. So instead of, you know, and resisting the challenge that life brings us, no matter whatever the topic is, let's embrace that, because God is wanting to form his presence, his glory in our lives, not just eternally at the end of our life when we go to be with him face to face, but in the here and now where we can live out heaven on earth.
No, it's so true. And, you know, I'm glad you brought up the bicycle illustration, because I was just this weekend with my five-year-old. And the new thing is the balance bikes, trying to get them to sit while they kind of scoot along instead of teaching them with the training wheels. And my bride comes out and she goes, he doesn't have his helmet on. And I said, well, I guess I'm supposed to put one on him. So I grabbed the wrong one. It was too big and it was like flopping all over his head back and forth. And she's like, no, you got the wrong one. And I'm like, you know, when I was a kid, I didn't even have these. I just bust my head on the sidewalk. Yeah, you get stitches, but you get through it. You get past it. The momentary trials move past you. Now, I'm not advocating that anybody train their kid on the, and I did put the right one on Jonathan's head. I don't want anybody reporting me for child abuse on bicycle training, but I get exactly what you're saying, David, because it is, when you're in the midst of it, it seems so huge and so insurmountable sometimes.
But the big picture, God is looking at the big picture. He wants us to be formed in his image. And, you know, the best thing that forms us into his image is the trials, the challenging times in our life. I can say, you know, I've been through a very challenging time health-wise in my life like never before. I've always been very healthy. But I can say God has really formed some things in my life and caused me to be drawn to him. You know, I could have resisted him and being angry at God. We can choose that route too. But the route of embracing the Lord through our challenge is such an incredible time. I can say this time in my life has been, you know, there's a few times in my life, and the times where I have grown the most in the shortest amount of time, getting closer to the Lord, has been the challenging times, the trials, where that trial was so much bigger than I could even comprehend, or, you know, where I couldn't take care of it. I couldn't fix it. I couldn't say, here's what we're going to do. I just had to yield and say, Lord, I'm all yours.
Right. Well, it's a good word today. And friends, if you would like to go back and listen to any of the Word on Monies, we've got them all stored up for you at the Kevin McCullough podcast section. Just look for David Fisher's Word on Money when you go there. All right, coming up next, a check of the markets. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
If you're battling cancer and you're a Christian, you face a unique challenge. You know that God loves and cares for you, and he has a plan for you. But having cancer creates doubt. Have you completely placed your faith in God? Paideia Oncology Care can help you sort out the difficult questions. If you or someone you love is fighting cancer, consider Paideia Oncology Care, a unique Christ-centered approach to cancer treatment. For a complimentary consultation, call 201-906-6391 or visit christiancology.com.
Hi, I'm Paul. I know what you're thinking. Oh, great, another wireless ad. I know how you feel. And it seems like they're always full of this complicated, tricky language about their networks and offers and blah, blah, blah. Well, Sprint is going to do things differently and let you decide for yourself with their new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or your money back. See? Simple. Now get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the iPhone XR with its amazing camera included for just $35 a month per line for 5 lines. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee with new line of service. iPhone XR, 64GB, $15 a month after $16.25 a month credit for 18 months credit applied within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20, pay $32 a month per line with autopay. Day-to-day prioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585. Let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit ReclaimNYNow.org/congestion-pricing. This ad paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-881-4747. That's 1-800-881-4747. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-881-4747.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco & Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go.
Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Well, just a little while from now, friends, we're all going to be gathered at 7th and 48th, 711 7th Street, right there in front of that big comedy place, whatever it is. There's a big stage that's going to be set up there, and tens of thousands, we are hoping, will join us as we are asking the House of Representatives to consider removing Ilhan Omar from her foreign affairs post. We're expecting a lot of people, and I hope that you'll be with us. The program officially underway at 6 o'clock, and I'll be on stage somewhere around that time. All right. It is Monday, and it's a Monday following a kind of crazy economic week, so I can't really wait to talk with David Fisher about all that is going on. And, David, the tariffs kind of did kick in last week, and the retaliations kicked in last week, and so I'm curious as to what the markets are doing today. Have we ridden out the volatility that the back and forth of the China tariffs have played out? And did Canada and Mexico coming to some sort of resolution on their tariffs with the Trump administration late in the week, is that having a positive impact today? What's going on today?
Well, with the Canada and American agreement, we agreed to lift tariffs on the steel and aluminum, and so the Canada is fast and furiously getting ready to sign the new resolution on that, and so that should have some positive effect. It's not put into play yet. We're having some, you know, back to China, we're having all kinds of challenges with China in negotiations. It's not having a huge negative impact except for in one sector, and that's the chip and the tech sector. Chips are down 15% in the last month. Micron, Intel, Nvidia, etc. You know, some other tech stocks are down as much as 35% to 40% off their 52 high.
Wow.
This is all because President Trump is hitting China at the heart of the technology transfer with China's big landmark of their company, their tech company called Huawei, and Huawei is has about 18% of all the tech, 13% of the global tech business. So what's happening is now there's a boycott going on. Google, Intel, and others are totally cutting their ties with Huawei effectively on ban, because President Trump did a U.S. ban of working any U.S. companies working with the Chinese tech giant. We're talking about U.S. chip makers, Qualcomm, Intel, Broadcom. They all have reported they're stopping supplying parts to Huawei. So this is sending a message at the heart of the technology transfer, because that's what they have never come to negotiate on. And so this has been the challenge, and we'll see how this all plays out. But it is affecting the markets.
Yeah, and on Tech Tuesday tomorrow, I'll get into deeper with this with Ari Zoldan. But the idea here, of course, is that China has ripped off every piece of technology that has been produced in China. So you can't even begin to set up even like a tennis shoe factory unless you give them the blueprints to what you want to make. And of course, what that does is feed an inferior market of substitutes that they've been able to quantify pretty well. But where are we at with the overall negotiations? I mean, what's the worst case scenario on what China does at this point?
Well, it's in a pun way, there's a little bit of pandemonium going on. China's is pulling out, quote, their big guns. This is one of their big guns. They're revoking their Chinese pandas from the San Diego Zoo. That's a big deal for some people. But the biggest thing is really what's coming up is that they're threatening to do a financial nuclear option. They own $1.13 trillion in treasuries, and they're cutting their treasury holdings. They have been cutting it at the fastest rate for 2 years, but they're talking about doing a mass liquidation of $1.13 trillion in treasuries. That would hurt our economy. The reports are saying interest rates would rise. It would affect the U.S. economy, damaging it. So it'd be also damaging China, selling all those treasuries all at once. But, you know, they think in terms of legacy, and they want to save face. So this is why there's just huge stalemate now happening at the trade. And in fact, China, there's an article coming out of The Diplomat that helps us explain where China really is. And they are have a closed mind now towards the negotiations. So that's unfortunate. They've totally backed away from the negotiating table.
You know what was sad was, and we spoke with Gordon Chang about this a couple of weeks ago, they had this negotiation all but done. And it was Minister Jing himself that X'd it. Like, he came out and he's like, okay, everything that you guys have done, I'm against. And really took it back so many steps. But let's talk about what that does. So say they cash in $1.13 trillion. Is that enough in and of itself to trigger a bail-in of sorts, David Fisher?
Well, that's the heart of the beat of the bail-in, is having people own treasuries and hold treasuries to support the debt structure. You know, we know that China's been doing that. Russia's been selling almost all the treasuries this year. But if this is this, that's why they call this the nuclear option. That would trigger a bail-in. So if we start to see this happening, get ready for interest rates to soar. The government would have to say who's going to buy treasuries, because the treasury just cannot, you know, pay back $8 trillion. So they would have to create enough treasuries to fund the money for China to get their money back on this. So this would be a bail-in that would be immediately triggered, I would think.
All right.
That's why you got to roll over some money, the precious metals, and get some safety from this event that might come soon.
Yeah. And you've been hearing us talk about the bail-in, and there's more that you can listen to if you get the podcast of the show. But the bail-in, how to protect your money in spite of that, is really what the white paper, The Coming Bail-In, goes into great detail about. And David Fisher makes that available to you at no cost. And it's the 2019 edition. So there's updated information. Even if you got the one in 2018, this one has more information, absolutely free. You can get it when you call 844-604-2575. But don't let yourself be found victim to an angry premier in China's whim. Get yourself protected now before that happens. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. Dave Fisher, thanks so much.
A blur, a crash, a thud, and the shooting pain. You fell through a hole that shouldn't have been there. Or maybe it was a broken ladder, a wonky scaffold, a simple nudge that put you down and out. However it happens, falling on a construction site can ruin you with pain. If you fell, has someone convinced you that you have no case, so just live with it? Is that even fair or just? What if your employer is at fault? Doesn't justice mean compensation for medical expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts. And his firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa! Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Do you know somebody that's been affected by cancer? My lovely bride and I lost both of our moms to devastating cancer. We hear about it for far too long, and it seems like it's been going on forever. And unfortunately, it's touched almost everyone we know. We can put an end to this, but it may take all of us getting involved. And if you're a merchant, large or small, you can do that. Become a Gold Shield member. Enjoy a tax deduction while building goodwill with your customers, all while knowing you're doing the right thing. And now for the first time, your church can have an ongoing source of donations through the Gold Shield. Gold Shield is a program that's created to address veteran PTSD and suicide and cancer research. And now it can help your church. Call 888-526-9111 and mention the Gold Shield Church program to get started. That's 888-526-9111. 100% of the donations go directly into a 501c3 distributed directly to cancer research as well as to fight veteran suicide. TheGoldShield.us. And when you're at the Pastor's Appreciation event on May 24th, stop by the Gold Shield booth and ask for more details.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
At 6 p.m., we're going to unveil the billboard, easy for me to say, that's going to ask everyone in Times Square to contact Nancy Pelosi and ask her to step off the Foreign Affairs Committee. So if you can just join us a little bit from now, would appreciate it. 711 7th Avenue, Times Square, 7th and 48th. Right there in front of the Comedy Shop, and you'll see the stage. You'll see everybody there. I'll be on stage just shortly after 6 o'clock, and I hope that you're going to join us. So that's all taking place tonight, and then we'll keep you posted on what happens. But a big lineup of people that are scheduled to be there, and it's important that we speak up because the wrongdoing by Ilhan Omar cannot just continue to be countenanced with no action. Friend, we can't keep saying to people that are doing the wrong thing, oh, don't do that, and then they don't change their way, and then we just let it go. They'll never stop doing it at that point. I was referencing this with Lee Zeldin at the top of the hour. It's a lot like having kids. You got to tell people consequences come with your choices. And I know that we don't like that. This whole Alabama law, you know what it's exposed? It's exposed the fact that people don't want to have consequences to their choices. If they sleep with someone out of wedlock and without any kind of birth control enacted, they don't want the consequence of getting pregnant. But that's the way it works. So make better choices.
Oh, you don't understand, Kev. I'm in the throes of passion. Just can't stop.
Really? You're some sort of mindless animal that has no ability to discern control over your own yes and yes and no. I don't understand why it even needs to be a point of discussion. But I am much more educated on it than Pete Buttigieg is, who, again, I said this a little bit earlier. I just want you to be aware. Last night on Fox News, he was at a town hall, and he implied that third trimester late-term abortions compose only 1% of the abortions performed. But if you just take 1% from last year, you have over 6,000 abortions being done. Did you know that since 1969, the total number of mass shootings is 1/7 the amount of all of the third trimester abortions that have been performed in America? I mean, we're told that's an epidemic. We're told this doesn't even exist. Friends, better choices is what we got to make. I'm Kevin McCullough. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and you just don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be that you're just not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. You've heard me talking about them. You've heard me telling you how much they make a difference in my life. Not only have they given me extraordinary amounts of energy, but they've also helped me not get, for instance, seasonal bronchitis every time the weather changes like I used to get for years. I've been 3 years clear now completely. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and veggies. It's whole food plant fruit and vegetable material in a veggie capsule. And once you start taking them, you're going to feel great. And through Memorial Day weekend, you can get a $20 discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, with this special radio offer, it will only be available through Memorial Day weekend, May 27th. So here's what you do. You call 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. But you must use the discount code, the mission, to get that discount. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751.